Thank you, worship team. That was great. Now we'll come to our time of prayer requests and testimonies. So if God's doing anything in your life that you'd like to share with us, if you're going through any trials that you'd like to share with us so that we can shoulder that burden together, that's one of the things that a church family's for. When you have a joy, it's spread out. So share it with us so that everyone can have your joy. And when you have a suffering, it can also be spread out. So share it with us so that the load is lighter. So I don't see Tim. I don't see Tim or Toshiye. So let's remember to pray for Micah. He's supposed to make a decision on the date that he's supposed to go to Osaka. That was supposed to happen yesterday. So I'm sure he's very nervous and confronted. So let's pray that there's still a forward progression. And Darcy is in Nagoya right now recording music with her friends. And so she's very anxious and things are going. She needs prayer. So let's remember to pray for her. Okay.
Hello. My name is Mihoko. Would you please pray for my friend and her husband? Name? My friend's name is Yuko, and her husband has had cancer on his lung and also in his brain. And one of the cancer out of several cancers in his brain is very close to the central nerve for respiration. So the doctor diagnosed that his life could be from 1 week up to 1 month, a few weeks before. So today, Pastor Kevin said to me, Yuko's husband is dying, pray for him. So I don't know all the details right now, but please pray for Yuko and her husband.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Redin. I will share my condition report, body report. Last Thursday, me and my boss went to the hospital to check my body. And on the x-ray, they found that my backbone is just a little bit muggy. Curve. So the doctor said, you have to rest for 2 weeks, but my boss gave me just 1 week rest. And then eventually, my boss didn't want me anymore. So on this April, last day of April, I will go back home to the Philippines for good because he did not want me anymore. I'm useless in his company right now because the doctor said, I can carry 30 kilograms up, but the work is 40 kilograms up. So I can't do it anymore. Without this belt, this, what is it? Supporter, my back will goes like this. So, I don't know. My boss wants me to go back home earlier, but I said, please, just give me one more month just to buy a ticket for myself. So, that's it. Just pray for me for, just to gambare for 1 month for myself. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace, and three things. One, Pastor Chris sent a message to our Facebook group page that he got fever, and so he cannot come to church today. So please, let's pray for him. I think the children are fine, and Naomi, and so let's pray for him that God will heal him. He can recover and be with us next week. Then number two is, I shared with you before that our visa was expiring this March, and I went to apply for a new one, and apparently I only had my contract that is ending this March. So I applied and they sent the contract back to me and said, we cannot give you a visa with a contract that is ending. So I talked to the university and they gave me a new one-year contract, and I sent back the document, and I was able to receive our new cards this past week. And my contract is only 1 year, but by God's grace, the immigration could give me 3 years. So I'm really grateful for that, and it's really a favor of God. Yeah. And the third thing is it concerns all of us. I've always said it, and I will say it for all the time that I'll be in this church, and I hope to say it again next Sunday. I don't know how many of you have seen this paper downstairs. It's a flyer for Happy Easter. Please, if you haven't taken it, I encourage you to take. It's not in the bulletin. This is a separate sheet of paper. They're usually available downstairs, and Pastor Hiroshi always avails them. Ah, it's inside. Okay. Okay. So today I wanted to tell you again what I've always told you before. And yesterday I came here because there was a wedding in this church, and I've never come here when there is such a special function like a wedding or a funeral. So yesterday was my first time. I've never seen this church as full as it was yesterday. The church was full. It reminded me of the services we have in Kenya. Because we are so full, you have to queue for the second service. You make a queue outside, and that was the picture yesterday, because some people have had to sit on the, what is it called, the balcony up there. It was just an amazing thing. I just sat in the midst of the crowd, and people were so happy, because our wedding, especially for a young girl who has grown from, she was born in this church even before this building was here, and she has grown here, so everybody knows and identifies with her, and her testimony alone was like a blessing, because most of the people who came are not Christians. So we were here, and it's a very happy moment, but deep in my heart, I'm asking myself, God, will there ever come a day when these people will feel like this? And they are worshiping God, you know. Part of the wedding is singing hymns, and one of the hymns we sang is, what a friend we have in Jesus. So you can imagine, non-Christians are sitting here, and I want to assume almost everybody sing the hymn, and they're saying, what a friend we have in Jesus. And it's such an amazing thing for the church to open up the doors for people to come and sing a hymn. And the reason why I'm showing you this thing is because Pastor Hiroshi always avails these things so that we can use them to invite our friends, especially especially Japanese people, to come to church. This is usually one of the best times you can witness. And witnessing is part of the Christian life. It's not a gift that God gives to some people. It is actually part of our Christian life. Just like studying the word, praying, coming for fellowshipping, witnessing is part and parcel of a Christian, especially if you've been a Christian for more than 1 year. Let me say like that. And of course, many of us can't speak Japanese, so we find it very hard to tell people around us the gospel. But Pastor is very kind to make these kind of things. When we see them down there, maybe we always see they are in Japanese, so we just say, ah, these ones are for the Japanese people to take. But the truth is, these things are meant for us, because I've been in Japan for close to 9 years now, and the little Japanese I speak helped me to talk to Japanese Christians, and this is what they normally say. You foreigners are in a better position to witness than us. Of course, that's the situation in Japan, but that's not an excuse to say to God, because every Christian is supposed to witness. So kind of we have an advantage to witness to Japanese people around us. Of course, we have to pray. Pray. You know, Pastor Hiroshi prophesied, confessed that his desire is that these benches will be full of people this year. You know, when I saw people yesterday, I began to say in my spirit, I'm looking forward to that day when these spaces will be filled up. But how will they be filled up? God will not send angels to Japan. I can tell you that. Yeah. Of course we pray. But as you pray, ask God to help you to do something. Let's say we are about 20 and at least each one of us invites somebody. And the interesting thing is, let me tell you, you don't have to speak Japanese. The little Japanese that you use to work in Japan is enough. This thing, you cannot read what is written here, but you can trust Pastor Hiroshi that what he wrote is good. So you cannot read, but give it to somebody and believe that something good is there. And the good thing is, of course, some of us are very good in Japanese, so we can go deep in things with doctrine and tell people more. But for some of us who can't speak much, all we do is we can give this thing to somebody and invite them to church with just some little Japanese. You can be sure Pastor Hiroshi will tell them the rest. When they come and sit here, they will understand what will be spoken here, so you don't have to worry about that. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because yesterday when I was sitting there, I sat on this side. It was the bride's was the people of the bride sat this way, and the people of the bridegroom sat this way. So I sat next to two men, and I can be sure they are not Christians. So they were making conversation, and I could overhear them because I hear some Japanese. And he said, watashi chapel no kekonshiki hajimete. And so he means that it's his first time to attend a wedding in a chapel. Most likely, it's his first time to come to church because there's no other way Japanese people come to church except during soshiki, funeral, and weddings. And then, of course, he made a comment that he really likes the chapel because it's a good place to kiss the wife. But anyway, because I overheard his conversation, then I felt, wow. So there are many people who came here for the first time. We can invite them to come to church through giving them this thing. So just make it a point that you take at least one of these and invite somebody to come. Most of us will be here for the Easter since morning to prepare the Easter lunch and that. And if somebody comes, you had better come with them and just be here with them. And you can be sure they will hear something, they will understand something. Because the thing is, as I've always told you, the people you meet may never meet another Christian besides you. So, and the Bible always refers to our pastors as the shepherd. And we are the flock. Those of you who have lived in the villages and taken care of animals, you know that it's not the work of the shepherd to increase the size of the flock. Yeah? So if you think Pastor Hiroshi will go out there fishing for people and bring them here, that's not his duty. The thing is, we have to increase the flock. It's God has laid it on our hearts. Because as he feeds us his word and he sends us out there, we can do something. So think about somebody you can invite this Easter and pray about them. Yeah. And of course, for those people we meet and speak English, we can directly invite them and we can talk more. But for those who can't speak Japanese, besides this, I just noticed there are so many materials downstairs in the office downstairs about the gospel, some testimonies, some messages. There are so many tracts. So we may not speak much, but if we take those materials and just pray for God to guide us to give at least one person in, urge them to come to church. Then the rest, they will hear from here. And then we just back it up with prayer. So that's what I wanted to encourage you today. And I'm trusting God to keep reminding us this thing as long as I'll be in this church or I'll be in these cities, that God is calling us to witness. Of course, let's go on our knees and pray that people will be saved in Japan. But then let's also make our prayers more specific. If there are specific people in your life, your colleague, your workmate, your neighbor, people you meet every day, pray for them specifically and then ask God to give you an opportunity to invite them to church. If you know you cannot tell them anything about God because of language barriers, then ask God to give you an opportunity to invite them to church. And God will do that. I've seen God doing that because most of us are shy. I am shy. I grew up a very shy girl. I can tell you this. Very shy. In my primary school, in Kenya, 80% are Christians. That means in primary school, every morning we will have prayers and singing every morning on the parade. So I used to look at these girls and boys who will sing. You know, one person has to lead the song, one person has to read a scripture, and another person has to pray. So I used to look at them and wonder, where do they get the courage to stand before like 1,000 children and sing? The same thing in high school. You know, I used to wonder, we have Christian Union, and a lady will go up there. She's probably my age mate, and she's singing worship, and I'm thinking, how does she get the courage to do that? So naturally, we are all fearful. There's nobody who has more courage, but it's Jesus who gives us the courage to do it. So please do not fear. I want each one of you to attempt something this season of Easter and invite somebody to church so they can come and hear about God and then pray for them. And God will save Japan. God will save Hiroshima. But each one of us is a missionary. Each one of us is a missionary. Just tell yourself that I am a missionary of God, because there are no angels that are going to descend from heaven to come and preach the gospel. You can be sure, especially in your cycle of people, because I believe the people I meet, you may never meet them. I was with Rachel in the same university. But the people I worked with, she never knew them. She never met them. And she's a Christian also on the same campus. We could sometimes meet and pray. But I just realized, as much as we are near each other, we are so far, because the cycle of people that we interact with are so different. So please, let's make use of this opportunity. It comes once in a while. The reason why I call this one an opportunity is because it's very difficult to just tell somebody to come to church like that, you know. Especially in Japan, let me say like that. It's very difficult to just start talking about God and tell somebody, let's go to church. So usually when there is this kind of things, then this is like, I call it an excuse, yeah? You can use this kind of thing to tell somebody, let's go to church, please come. And most of them will come. It will be their first time. And I can assure you this, it's not everybody who hates church in Japan. From my own personal experience, because I lived in Niigata 4.5 years and I've come to Hiroshima 4 years and I've tried to tell people about church or God. It's not all of them who hate it, because we have this image that Japanese people hate church. They don't want to hear things about God. And actually, that's the truth. When I talk to my Japanese Christian friends, kind of, they also have this image. I'm not condemning them, but I'm just trying to give something that is there. Japanese people don't like God. They don't like talking about God. And this has made that people never share their faith, you know. It's just one of the sad things that we have to confess, actually. People don't talk about their faith to their families. Of course, a few of them do it, but most of them don't do it. They don't talk about faith in their workplaces or when they go to drink or something like that. Because we already think they don't like the gospel, they don't want to hear. But I can assure you, it's not everybody. Japanese people are receptive. Of course, a few of them will say, iranai, iranai. But some of them will be happy and say, okay, I will come and see. So you may not get a positive response with everybody, but the few that you will do, and especially because it's backed up with prayer, you know, it's not our work to convict somebody. It's not our work. So when you're thinking, how will I ever change this person? They really hate the gospel. How will I ever make them? That's not our work. You know, of course, most of the time we think like that, because we already know some people are too hard to tell about God, and they really hate, they just don't want to hear. But it's God who convicts. Our work is not to move the hearts of people and to make them believers. No, 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 no. Our work is just to do. To love people and to share the gospel with them. So let's pray for those opportunities and pick one of these papers today or next Sunday. Already think about somebody, give them, tell them, please come to church. Just look for a few Japanese vocabulary that you can use to say a little thing, and then God will do the rest. God bless you.
Hare. Good afternoon. My name is Fernando. Thank you, Grace, for announcement of the Easter service. As she mentioned, the flyer on the red letters, I just want to mention this. It says special lunch. And I have a friend, Tsuyoshi Suto-san. He's a member of a Japanese service, and he's been a volunteer himself to help us in the lunch preparation. And we were talking, and it was hard to come up with something simple that we can make. We wanted to, it's called special lunch because It's once a year, and it's our opportunity to serve the Japanese congregation while they are ready. They're busy preparing all kinds of activities during Easter. So our service starts in the afternoon. So we have the morning free. So I decided that we'll do Sloppy Joes. So it's easy to prepare, I think. I'll be in charge of preparing, and Tsuyoshi and anyone who want to come will do shopping on the Saturday from morning and bring things, whatever we can get to church. We thought about the Sloppy Joes and coleslaw and apples for dessert because we don't have, usually we have Filipinos. I don't mean anything about the Filipinos now, but you're not bakers, so we want to ask for desserts, but I don't think any of the guys are good at it. We used to have Mark Andrew, who's coming back. He's coming back. He had the gift of making desserts, and he could make them in a large amount because we need 140 servings, so it's too much to ask for one person. So we decided that fruits, and if you can come early in the morning, help us peel the apples, and we just set them up in the front. So we served the Sloppy Joes, coleslaw, and then the people go around and pick up the apples, and so that would be great. And so Yoshi will help us too. He loves to speak English, so please talk to him. And so I'll be in charge of the meat, and he will do whatever other setup that needs to be done. But we need volunteers, like I say. We order the bread, but it has to be cut that day. It's going to be fresh, made that day. And the rolls, the hamburger buns, they're going to bake them that morning. So we'll bring them at 9, but it needs to be cut. And then just the coleslaw and peeling the apples. And then we need another group to help us cleaning at the end. So if you come late, don't worry, you can help us at least putting away things. So whoever can come early in the morning on Sunday, the flyer says 10:30 starts the service. So the congregation will be here from 10:30 to 12. 12 o'clock, they all go down to get their lunch, and it's full. So they can... We have to start before 12. They go down right at 12 o'clock. Pastor Hiroshi finished at 12 o'clock. And so we need to start, I don't know, 30 minutes before. Well, we already have them, but they start making one at a time, right? We are ready. Fruit preparation in the morning, 9 in the morning. 9 in the morning, yeah. 9 in the morning here. So the first group, 9 in the morning. And then if somebody can come on Saturday, we will do shopping and maybe prepare some, whatever we can prepare on Saturday, maybe cook some of the meat. And then on the morning, Saturday morning, warm it up, cut the bread, make coleslaw, and from 9 o'clock. So please remember 9 o'clock, whoever can come at 9 o'clock, and then whoever comes later, stay for cleaning. So that will be the Easter. And we want to be a joy to serve, not an obligation. So please just have fun and greet the congregation, because most of them, they don't know. Some of them knows, but there's some that they know. They haven't talked to us. So if you have a chance to speak to them, please. And that'll be it. So I think I'll be okay. Midori-san, Swallow, she's in charge of the funds, the money. So we'll report all the expenses to her, and she's in charge. Usually we do a free lunch for Easter Sunday. And that's about for the Easter lunch. And I just want to, just a special prayer for my family. Makiko and Toma are in Tokyo right now. Toma will start his third grade of high school this year. And they're looking for an university he would like to go. So please pray for guidance and wisdom to which way Toma will go next year. Thank you. You want to say something else? Okay. Thank you. Please talk to Tsuyoshi-san if you want to know anything about the lunch. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Jim. My brother came to visit from last Monday, and today he's, right now he's on his way to Osaka. And it was really nice to have it. I came here 32 years ago, so at last he came to visit me. I remember when my sister came about 5 years ago, I met her at, I think, Haneda Airport, and she said, I was waiting at the gate. She said, have you been waiting long? I said, 25 years. So I've been waiting a bit longer for my brother. And but it was really good. And it's funny, Tsuyoshi's daughters came and greeted him. One of them said, are you a Christian? He said, yes, I am. But in fact, when I came to Japan, I was 27 years old. And it was within 3 months that I became a Christian here. And I wrote a letter home to my parents to say, I've become a Christian. And they wrote back saying, but you've always been a Christian. You grew up in England. And I knew there was a big difference. And my parents came to know. And I saw that my brother, too, it's like, well, it's my culture. But I was glad that this morning's sermon was not too difficult for me to interpret and was preaching the gospel. So it was, thank you very much, Pastor Hiroshi. And we were able to join the service this morning and also the wedding yesterday. And so for my brother, it's like, wow, maybe Christianity isn't a foreign religion for Japanese people. And also he was thinking, oh, what a lovely community. He could see something of that. Even if, you know, the gospel, as you said, it's the spirit that needs to convict you, but you need some kind of contact. So I was really thankful for that. And I'm thankful for, you know, what he heard this morning. We can keep talking, and he said he'll be back, hopefully with my niece too. So anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Michelle. Just an update of my prayer request before. As I told, I supposed to share this last week, but I got some butterflies in my stomach then. But today, yeah, I was in Osaka 2 weeks ago, and it was really a funny experience, but also irritating, some kind of irritating thing. I was so ready to fail my exam, but I wasn't ready to be boycotted. Nobody was there. Yeah, there was a miscommunication from the university and with the embassy, the Philippine embassy in Osaka. So they were not able to contact the person who will do the proctor in my exam. So I was there alone waiting until the time was over. So yeah, I just spent some time alone in Osaka. Yeah, but I was talking to Maria, and she said, okay, that's a good thing that you can spend yourself alone by yourself and go around Osaka. Okay, what shall I do in Osaka? So I just went around and tried to, because I really hate going around by myself. That's true. So I used to go there and then go back. If I have somebody with me, then we can go around. So at that time, I took the courage to really understand the railway system. I got lost, but yeah, I just walked and walked, and then I found the place that I wanted to go just to kill the time. Yeah, I was able to go to Osaka Castle. I was able to go to that big Ferris wheel. Where is that again? The port of Osaka Port. But I also went down to the B2 or B3 subway. So it was a scary thing to be really under and nobody's around. I was there. I just like it was the space was just like forever. So it was a scary thing for me. But yeah, I overcome my fear at that time. I was walking alone. I know something might happen to me, but something like that. There are so many things in my mind. But yeah, I survived and I'm here. I took a picture of myself with a sad face with the logo of the Philippine Embassy and I sent it to my professor. And I said, I was here waiting for the people. But she said, they called me the following day on Sunday morning. they called me and said apologies. So, of course, I don't have anything to do but to forgive. I would say charge to experience. So, yeah, they said they're going to maybe, I don't know if it's the right term, compensate the feelings that I have, not by money, but of course they will do something to realize the test that in a way that I will not have to travel to Osaka. They will be looking for an institution in Hiroshima to cater me, or we can do it online by webcam. So yeah, I said, I can take that test anytime as long as I don't have to travel to Osaka. And they will find ways to really meet my, not demands, but requests. But actually, I was so demanding in my part. I need to demand. Yeah, because it was really a negligence in their part. So, yeah. Thank you for praying. I was safe. And Maria said, don't be ready to fail, but be ready to pass. Yeah, I will be ready to pass. But as to when will that exam be, still to be arranged. Okay, thank you for praying for that. And another thing is, I'm so happy to have my visa. I only have 1 year visa, but the good thing is, no commotion happened between me and the immigration officer. So that is really one good thing for me. So thank you very much for praying for that. Thank you so much. I don't know how long will I be staying here because I'm living each day according to God's leading. So if God will tell me I have to go, so I kept on asking God, how long should I be staying here? For the past 3 years, he told me, you'll still be here. And then he gave me 3 years visa, and then another 1 year, and now another 1 year. So I don't know how long will it still be, but I would be very ready all the time. So as to how God would lead us. As everyone knows, my son is going back to the Philippines, and I know it's going to be a very difficult thing for me. To be alone, and even at this very moment, like just thinking about it's going to be next week already, so it makes me sad. But of course, I have to deal with it. So I know there will be some changes. So please continue to pray for me. God bless you all.
I just want to ask prayer for continuing prayer for our son Micah. I mentioned that we talked to him a week ago about making a plan for when he could leave our home to go back to Osaka, and he doesn't have a plan. He couldn't. We kind of assumed we were thinking probably he wouldn't be able to make one, and it turns out he's not able to make a plan. He doesn't have a plan. So. I'd like to, if it's possible, Art, if you have free time after the service, I'd like to talk to you about our next step with him. But that's, we believe God will show us what to do next for him because he can't make a plan by himself to do what he says he wants to do, go move back to Osaka. So now there has to be another option. And we have some options in mind. We're working on a plan to ask him or to tell him or to talk to him about what the next step would be if he can't follow through with what he thought he wanted to do. We believe he needs some kind of help, and we've got some ideas. Art and Darcy and their ministry, or getting checked out in a hospital. He's talked about that before, but he's backed out every time that opportunity came up. So if you continue to pray for our son, Micah, we really appreciate it. Jim, this is maybe my big chance. Can we talk afterward? I need to talk to Art first if you're going to be around. So I wanted to talk. Okay, thanks. All right, thanks a lot. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you.